Hi everyone, a good and narrow Shabbos, and thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm going to speak on Parshas Veschanan and Shabbos Nachmu, which are approaching. So every year, Shabbos Nachmu comes out in the Parshas Veschanan. We finish Tisha B'Av, we finish the 9 days, and we turn in our Chumash to Parshas Veschanan. So I'm sure there must be a message in that. It's not by mistake. It's not coincidence. So let's see what we can look into this parasha and learn and gain chizuk for now here after right after Tisha B'Av. So Parashas Veschanan opens with the pasuk Veschanan el Hashem be'is ha'hi le'mar. The first pasuk in the parasha, Moshe entreats Hashem, and Rashi tells us that Veschanan is a lashon of tefillah. And what kind of tefillah? Veschanan comes from the Lashon of Matnas Chinam, for free. Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem to let him go into Eretz Yisrael. And he wasn't using his chosim. He was begging Hashem to just give it to him for free. Rashi tells us, Afal pi sheyesh l'tzadikim l'salos b'maaseyam atovim. Even though tzadikim have every opportunity to depend on their maasim tovim, ein mevakshim isar makom ela matnas chinam. They only ask for things from Hashem as matnas chinam. Do you know what this means for us? We can use tachanunim as a form of tefillah too. We don't have to be sure that we're zocha to something when we daven for it. In fact, Sefer Sharm B'Tefillah, written by Rav Shimshon Pinkus, by the way, I highly recommend learning it, tells us that tachanunim is asking Hashem to open his huge treasure house and give us everything we need. And what's a tzchinam? There's no limit at all. The Otzer of Tachanunim is the biggest treasure house of all, because there's no limit on how much you can ask for, right? Let's say you're using the treasure house of chesed, right? So however much chesed you did, that's how much you can get from that treasure house. If you're using the treasure house that's based on your limud Torah, so how much Torah you learned, that's how much you can ask for. When you're using the treasure house that's based on just a free gift, then it's limitless. You can ask for whatever you want. It's not depending on something that you did, something that you accomplished. It's a heartfelt plea for a father to give something for free to his child. So what's the key to this otzer? How do we open up this treasure house? The key to this otzer is tefillah v'sachanunim, davening and begging. And if we do that, the opportunities are limitless. In fact, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz tells us on this parasha that Hashem told Moshe to stop davening. Why? Moshe davened 515 times to go into Eretz Yisrael. 515. And Hashem said, stop. Because if you daven one more time, I'm going to have to give it to you. But don't we daven for things and then say, well, I davened so many times for it and nothing happened, so I'm not going to daven for it anymore. What do we mean when we say we davened so many times? Davened for something 3 times, 5 times, maybe 10 times? What's the message here? Keep davening. Because if the matnas chinam, if the tachanunim, if the begging, if the veschanan would have been done in completion, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have actually gotten something that he completely didn't deserve, because of tachanunim, because of asking for something and getting it for free. So if we can use tachanunim, if we can use entreating Hashem and asking for matnas chinam properly, we can actually be zocha to Yeshua that we want. Not because of something we did, but because we are using this form of tefillah in the proper way. So this is how we start off our rebuilding after Tisha B'Av. With this message, we open our chumash in shul on Shabbos, Taveas Chanan, and this is the first message we see. Daven, beg, ask Hashem for anything. The koach of begging Hashem for something. Another thought on this parasha and on Shabbos Nachmu. Chazal tell us that when Mashiach comes, Tisha B'Av will become a yontif. We all know that. That's something we've been hearing for a very long time. But let me ask you a question. What if Mashiach comes in Kislev? What if it comes in Shvat? What if Mashiach comes in Nisan, right? Like we say, Mashiach might come in Nisan. then is it still Tisha B'Av that's going to become the Yontif to celebrate, to commemorate this Geula? The answer is yes. It will be Tisha B'Av that becomes a Yontif to celebrate and commemorate the Geula. But why? Why that time of year? The answer to this question is a beautiful, beautiful message to us. The pain of the galus is part of the sweetness of the geula. We're going to see that it's all connected. We're going to see that what felt bitter was not meaningless suffering. It was the path to the geula. So yes, Tisha B'Av is exactly the day that's going to become the Yontif. Because the mourning of Tisha B'Av is part of the sweetness of the geula. The Churban will turn into Simcha. There's a beautiful story in Malachim Beis that teaches the same idea. The story is about Mei Yericho. Shortly after Elisha becomes the new Navi after Eliyahu, the people of Yericho turn to Elisha for help. Yericho is a beautiful city, and they told Elisha this. They said, it's a beautiful city, but there's one problem. The problem is that the water here is undrinkable. And not only do we not have water to drink, but people are becoming sick and dying because the water is undrinkable here. So Elisha HaNavi takes a jar and he fills it with salt. Now salt should make something even less sweet, right? But he takes this jar of salt and he pours it over the water of Mei Yericho, and the water becomes sweet and drinkable. So of course this is a huge nes, but not only is it a huge nes, it's a beautiful message for future generations. Never despair, because even the most bitter experience may be the beginning of sweetness. It may be the beginning of a Yeshua. Something that seems so bitter, and then you pour salt on top of it to make it even more not sweet, can be the beginning of the sweetest thing. So I think that we could say that this message can apply not just to our communal geula, but also to each of our personal galios. Right? Everyone has the things that's their galus. Everyone has the things that they daven to Hashem for, that they have their tachanunim, that they're begging Hashem for. And what may seem like the most bitter galus, the biggest destruction, the biggest Tisha B'Av, the biggest mourning, the thing that's the hardest for us in our lives, the thing, you know, the things that are so painful for us, they may be the beginning of the sweetest geula for ourselves. So if we use the tachanunim, we use the power of matnas chinah, of begging Hashem for things for free, not because we deserve them, but for limitless free, for free, then mir Hashem, we should be zocha to see the sweetness and the coming of our personal geulos, as well as the coming of the true geula shalema. Have a wonderful Shabbos.